Hello, and welcome to the Journey to Holiness. It is a way where you can become personally whole through God's holiness. This is week 51 of the journey, and this week is going to be a very effective week for you because you're going to learn the three components of emotional and spiritual security. In week 51, the Anchor of Holiness says, prayer is the safe deposit box for all of your needs. God will provide the security that you need. Learn to rest in Him, and your soul will have a safe dwelling place. When you grasp this anchor of wholeness, it's going to give you some very, very strong emotion and great sense of security as it relates to God. This week, in our three components to emotional and spiritual security, I would like to actually call your attention to Psalm 46, verses 1 through 7. In these verses, you're going to find the keys to understanding how you can receive emotional and spiritual security. Actually, Psalm 46 is a song. And when you think of it as a skillful song, where it's almost like a poem, and so it's a love song as it was written. And so from there, I'm going to share with you the first seven verses of Psalm 46 so that you will actually glean the components of emotional and spiritual security. Let's go to the Bible and let's see exactly what is being said. I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Version because I think this particular version in this essence gives us a much better picture of what I'm trying to suggest for you to get your anchor of wholeness. When we look at Psalm 46, it reads, God is our refuge and strength, a very present and well-proved help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth should change, and though the mountains be shaken into the midst of the seas, though the waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling and tumult, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her right early. The nations raged, the kingdom tottered and were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. Finally, in verse 7, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Now, what power that you and I can have if we really get to the point of understanding these areas of security in our life. You see, what's really dealt with here is the fact that God is a strong tower, and He's a place of security, and so regardless of the circumstances, God is always in the midst. Well, I'm going to take you through the key components. There were three words that were used here in this context and in this song. One is refuge. The other is strength, and thirdly, fortress. These components, I'm going to get through to show you how you can rely on God, and that when you begin to pray to Him, it's like having a safe deposit. So anything that you need, God certainly is going to do that. Well, let's go through analyzing this song and its verses, and then this becomes for you a praise of comfort. When you're going through, you can adopt the 46th number of psalm and look at it. Let's look at the word refuge. Refuge actually is shelter or protection from danger or distress. It's actually seen as a place that provides shelter or protection, and it's even been said to be something to which one has recourse in difficulties. And recourse just simply means that it's a source of help or strength, and it's a turning to of something for help and for protection. When we think about the fact that God can be seen in our life and is, in fact, refuge, He becomes your place for protection. He's your recourse in the middle of difficulties. He's the place where you can be provided the security in knowing that regardless of what happens, you have a sense of protection and you have recourse in the midst of difficulties. So that it won't matter exactly what you're going through as long as you understand that through prayer and in your right relationship with God, you have a strong tower. Let's look then at the second component of really getting emotional and spiritual security. This is in seeing God as strength. Now, interestingly enough, strength is the power to resist any force or any attack. And actually, it is the capacity for being able to endure. It's just simply being strong. When you get to the point in your life where you may be encumbered and you're probably getting to slip away from your journey of wholeness, think about that you really do have strength. You can get to the point of understand that regardless of what comes against you, because of your strength in God, you have the power to resist any force or any attack, and you indeed have the power to endure. So just be strong, understanding that that is your second component. God gives it to you unequivocally. And then finally, the third component for emotional and spiritual security is found in the word fortress. Interestingly, a fortress is a fortified place. It's a stronghold. It's a place of security and a place of survival. This is going to be really the thing that gets you and keeps you holding on through prayer. It's a deposit box. It's safe. And so it doesn't matter what forces come against you. When you enter into the presence of God through prayer, it's like setting up a fortress around you. It's like having a fortified place, a place of security, and so you'll be fine. Just remember the three actual perspectives that God is in your life will be your bridge to wholeness. Think of Him as a place of refuge. Think of Him as a place and person of strength. And think of Him as a fortress for all that you're going through, and you will indeed be able to be a survivor and an overcomer. In the word of God, Psalm 18 and 2 rebirths this information, and it talks about the fact that God is actually strength and protection. And when we're rooted in God through prayer, it gives you and I the strong sense of security. So you and me will be able to just walk through and say, you know what? I am rooted in God. I have prayed. I've placed my life. I've placed my concern all in God. And because of that, and because He's refuge, because He's strength, and because He's the fortress, I am secure. And once you're secure, you'll be able to understand that going through life will be the place of comfort. You begin to rest more. You begin to feel safe. And you begin to have the peace knowing that God is a safe dwelling place. So just let your anchor down. Let it down into the presence of God, knowing that He is in fact a strong tower. And so what you have to do is understand that your strength, your protection, when it is rooted in God through prayer, gives you a strong sense of security. Don't worry. You're safe in God's care. You are whole, and your security is a promise. And guess what? It is irrevocable. And so just know that you have everything that you need as you get through this path of wholeness. You can be whole. You can be free. And I know that you're going to be blessed.